Hello. Right, so I'm just going to be honest from the start. This is take two. And I'll tell you for why. I was trying to make a point, and I never quite worded it right. I didn't quite word it right, should I say. So I had to phone Helen. If anybody doesn't know who Helen is, it's my mother. And I got into trouble. So, and also if you've heard me talking about Helen, you'll also know I don't listen to anything she says. So then I phoned my cousin and I said, can I say this? And she, but you, I said, would I offend anybody by saying it? And she says, you might. So I'm starting again because you know me, I don't want to offend anybody. But judging by the way take one went, this might not be the last take. So, if this podcast goes out after 7 o'clock tonight, it's because of, well, not because of me, let's just say that. It's because of people that might not understand what I am trying to say, and I may get told to say it in a different way yet again, which happens to me quite a lot, especially when Helen starts giving me into trouble. Anyway, enough of that. So, how have yous all been the last week? I went out last night and about filming. I felt like a news reporter. I mean, I did and I didn't. I went to a secret location. We'll say that. So I had an idea in my head of this beautiful background scenery and everything else for my podcast. Well, why did I pick the darkest time to go? The foggiest day of the year so far, and probably one of the coldest nights of the year so far. But to be fair, that was kind of what I was going for. Not necessarily me to be cold, but yes, for me to be cold. And you'll understand why when you watch it. And it's going to be the first episode of the Christmas episodes, so it's visual and audio. It is also possibly going to be take one or two takes, because I need to watch it and just make sure everything's okay with it. I might need to change a few bits, but if it does end up take one or two takes, then I will keep that one for wee outtakes to give you a laugh throughout. Anyway, what is happening? What else have we been up to this week? I was ill all last week. I had that norovirus, whatever it's called. Norovirus, I think it's called. I had that, and then this week, my youngest is unwell. Not with that, but he's got a sort of cold, like, flu-y type thing. But he's constantly not well because he's got some other complications at the minute that I'm just actually waiting for the doctor to phone me back. So, yeah, nothing really has happened. How are you all getting on with your Christmas shopping? I have kind of sort of almost just about finished, I hope, maybe. Don't know. I'm scared to look in my cupboard. I mean, I haven't bought much, and I've said that to the boys because they're getting older as well and everything costs a bit more. And because my son's been quite unwell recently, I've not worked as much as what I normally would. Not been able to do the amount of hours because for other reasons he needs somebody round about in 24/7. So, yes, that is that. But they've got there's sort of main presents that they wanted and whatever else, and that's absolutely fine. They'll be happy as a pig and whatever with that. What else? I still need to buy wrapping paper. But anybody else like me, you buy too much wrapping paper, but instead of using that the next year, you just pile it up in a cupboard until such times that you think, do you know what, I've got about 25 rolls of wrapping paper in there. Wonder what to do with that. Sorry for your ears. I banged my hand on the table and it shook my whole mic. What was I going to say? Yes, so I need to buy wrapping paper, I need to buy sellotape, I need to buy like selection boxes and things. Got a birthday cake to buy. Jesus. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend anybody with that word there. I'm going to get in trouble again. that was kind of something relatable to that I got in trouble for earlier, and I didn't say anything bad, but some people might take it the wrong way, and I am not saying it again. You cannot force me. You cannot push me into it. I will not be guilt-tripped. I will not be told I have to. If I see you in the street, you can ask me and I'll tell you, but I'm not telling it where there's evidence. Because for all, I've just said to my cousin, you have all heard me talking about wee Rosie before, my wee auntie Rosie. So it was her daughter I phoned. But wee Rosie goes to chapel and does everything good. She's probably the only one in the family that's going up the way, the rest of us are going down the way. If you know, you know. So I said to my cousin on the phone, please do not tell Rosie about this conversation, because I've already been in trouble off of Helen. Now you've told me I can't say it, and I don't need any trouble for a third time. And she just laughed and went, sorry, I won't tell her. Thank you kindly. It is much appreciated. So, let's get back to topic. Kind of just going to talk roughly round about where you're at with your whole Christmas Day, Christmas shopping, whatever it is you're doing. And this is obviously about people who do celebrate. We'll go on to people who don't celebrate once we've finished this wee section of it. Because we like to include everybody in this podcast. Nobody is left out unless you are a baddie. But even baddies can repent. That sounded good, didn't it? Thank you. We round of applause for Aileen. No, to be serious though, one of these days I will be serious, a full podcast episode. Right. Back to life, back to reality. There's your wee song for the day. Where is that with not just your whole Christmas shopping and food shop or whatever it is you're doing, but mentally and emotionally, because it can be mentally and emotionally, physically draining. Christmas can take everything out of you, because if you've got little ones, depending what age they are, they might be getting super excited, and it's how many days to Santa, and they're constantly wanting to add something else to their list, and they're wanting to do this and they want to do that. And then you've got maybe pantomimes with the schools or pantomimes with the family. They want to go and see the Christmas lights, they want to put the Christmas tree up, they want. And that's not a bad thing, because that's human nature when it comes to kids, because Christmas is exciting. Christmas is amazing and it's magical, and that's exactly what it should be for children. But for adults, it doesn't always feel that way. It can do, but it doesn't always. You've got as well, like, not everybody's got somebody to lean on. You might not have a partner. You might not even have any family round about. You may be separated from your family by choice. You may be separated from your family by distance. There's lots of different reasons why you might not have family about. And again, we can work on that. And there's different ways that you can have people in your life. It doesn't need to be family. Sometimes, and we said this before, quite a few episodes ago, that sometimes friends become family, or more like family than family, or as close as family as what family can be, or what you think family should be. So where's your head at? Are you at the point where you can't take it anymore? Are you at the point where you're getting excited? Are you still writing lists, trying to do your shopping, trying to figure out what day you're going here, what day you're going there, what you're buying, when you're doing the wrapping, when you're going to start cooking the Christmas dinner, what times, blah, 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 blah. And then it gets overwhelming and you burn yourself out. And then come Christmas Day, you're like sick of thinking about Christmas. Or are you somebody who just goes with the flow and more or less everything falls into place? If that's you, can you send me a wee message, please, and tell me how you do it? Genuinely. I don't get myself overstressed, but I do find on Christmas Eve, regardless of how, in inverted commas, organised I am, I'll convince myself I forgot something. I'll pull everything out. I will account. Because my thing is, it's not about how much money you spend. And I am very much, and I always have been, as long as my two sons have got the same amount of presents. Now, please don't ever feel that I'm telling you this is what you have to do, because we all have our own thing and we all do it within our price budget. And I am a single parent and don't have a lot of money. So I do not spend a lot of money at Christmas, right? But, I mean, some things I'll buy at the pound shop. Don't get me wrong. I will buy things out of the pound shop and I will buy things out of all your bargain stores. Obviously, I might buy things that are a bit more expensive as well. But I do go from one extreme to another sometimes. Not always. Depends on the price. Anyway, so I will count how many presents. If one person's got five presents, the other person's got four presents, I will buy one more present for that other person. And like I say, it could be something at a pound or it could be something at a tenner. See, as long as it depends on my budget. Depends how many pennies are left in the purse. But yeah. I like them to have the same amount of presents, but they might not have had the same amount of money spent on them, and that's absolutely fine. For me, you may be different. I think I'm doing a Christmas dinner this year. I'm doing a what do you call that? A long pause for effect. I mean, I'll probably edit out this pause, because nobody wants to sit and listen to white noise, do it? Well, no noise, no nothing. I mean, you might not want to listen to me either, but I'm here, baby. What was I saying? Yeah, so I think I'm doing Christmas dinner this year. So I planned that it was just going to be me and my two boys this year for Christmas dinner. And I think my mum's coming now as well, because I think my brother's kind of dropped hints. So yes, the other night I said to my two boys, "What do you want for your Christmas dinner?" And of course they both said something different. I mean, why would I expect everybody to want the same thing? That would just be silly. Jeremy. So, I'm now trying to plan in my head already, 2 weeks before Christmas, how I'm doing it. I know for a fact that the two boys just get whatever they get. They go into their rooms and they do what they're doing and whatever else. And I don't see them until it's time to be fed. So, I know I've got all the hours to kind of do the cooking. But I think I'm going to start on Christmas Eve. I'll do the soup on Christmas Eve. I'll just wing it. Listen, see, as long as you get fed. Don't come at me. If you only get soup on Christmas Day, you're getting more than what somebody else has got. That's the way I look at it. And that's not a joke, that's reality. And that kind of takes me on to the, if you don't have, do not force yourself to get something. Do not get yourself into any debt. Do not spend what you don't have spare to spend, because remember, you've still got the rest of the year, the rest until you get paid again, for possibly money coming back in. Budget, sit down, think about, right, how much realistically can I spend on food this day? See if you have, say for example, £5 to spend on a meal. There's ways to do it, and I'm thinking about doing a kind of food with on budget episode. I might even do the cooking part of it, but the only problem is with that nobody might eat it, because apparently some people say I can't cook. Now, I don't agree, because I'm telling you, see, my roast chicken that I make, it is the best roast chicken you've ever tasted in your life. And my soup's amazing. What else can I cook quite well? Chili. I make a good chili. Although sometimes, do you ever find that you cook something and it's amazing and then you go to cook it again and you're like, doesn't it quite taste the same? Anyway, I think I wouldn't say I was a brilliant cook, but I can feed you. you won't die of malnutrition. You won't starve in my company unless it's a week that I'm skint and I've got no money. But there is ways to do it. And do you know, if you are struggling with money and you genuinely can't afford to buy food, do not be too embarrassed to speak to somebody about getting a donation from the food bank. Because that's what they're there for. People donate food. What's the point in all that food being donated and it going to waste because nobody comes and claims it? So if you're genuinely struggling to buy food for you and your kids or you and your family, speak to somebody about going to a food bank. I don't know how much they'll give you. I don't know. I know it's like your sort of cupboard staples that last a bit longer. So maybe like your pastas and your sauces and your tins of beans and spaghettis and things like that. Soups and biscuits and crisps. I know all these kind of things. And maybe like say diluting juice. If anybody doesn't know what diluting juice, it's like your fruit squash, your cordial. I don't know, you call it something different everywhere in the world, everywhere in the country. So yeah, all these different things you've got, there is options. And if you are genuinely struggling for money and you're unsure how to get by or how to get XYZ, please send me a message and I'll try and point you in the right direction. Listen, if I had the money, I would help you out financially. But unfortunately, I'm not in that position and the lottery just keeps saying computer says no. And half the time I can't even afford to buy a lottery ticket. But anyway, hey ho, we're all in the same boat, aren't we? It's a cost of living. Like, the prices, every time you go to the shop, the prices of everything's gone up. And it can be quite terrifying to go to the shop when you don't have money. It can be kind of scary to, when you go in and you think, right, I'm going to buy this, and then you go in and you maybe only have a couple of pounds in your hands or in your pocket, whatever, and you think, I was going to buy that, but I'm like 50 pence short now because it's went up since I was in last week. And that's not a joke, that's reality, that's what's happening just now. Prices are going up. Yeah, some prices might be going down, but that might not be the things that you're buying. So just remember that. But the most important thing to think about at Christmas time is about the ones that you care for and the ones that you love and the ones that are around about you. Whether they are with you on Christmas Day physically or over a phone, over the video call, depending obviously where they live, then anybody in your life is a bonus. And if you've had to leave people in the past because of the way they've been towards you or your kids, then think of that as a positive, because you've seen that to get them out of your life. And if they weren't willing to change their ways, they don't deserve to be in your life. They really don't. So unless they're willing to work on that, then that's not your job to worry about. That's their job to fix it. Think about that. Christmas time can also be quite hard. Christmas, New Year time can be quite hard on marriages, relationships, things like that. Because, again, money. And money, they do say money's a root to all evil, and it can be true because it can cause a lot of friction. So one person might want to spend X amount of money and the other person might be like, that's far too much, and then causes tension. Or these are with each other constantly and you've got in-laws round about and you might not go on with in-laws, but the in-laws just want to come and the Norgies don't go on, but they want to be there just to for whatever reason they want to be there. I don't know, I don't have in-laws. I've been quite lucky in my past partners, parents, family have always liked me apart from one sister, but that was more because I'm not saying it, could get myself into trouble again. Me. I should come with a trigger warning. Not even a trigger warning, because it's not even anything that would trigger anybody. It's not something that would trigger anybody. It's more that I should just come with a warning that I've got no filter. And I tend to just say, unless I'm at work, obviously I'm at work and I can be very professional, but see, when I'm just being ailing, it's a whole other story. I said to my son the other day, oh, in fact it was on Saturday, and I went, oh, just think, 2 weeks today and you're going to be a man. And do you know that way you got that with your, I'm showing you as if you know what I'm talking about, with your arms, as if you're like the muscle man. But he doesn't want to be an adult because he doesn't want to pay taxes. So he just put his hands in his head in his hands, you know what I mean, and shook his head, and he was like, Mum, get out of my room. Again, it's all kicked me out of his room. Who is off for the 2 weeks of Christmas? And who just gets a day or so off? My son was too late putting his holidays in, so he's off the 2 days each week. But I know he's going out for Hug Monday, so I'm sure for the 2 days he's off, he'll be lying in his bed, and I'll just get the odd, what's for dinner? Is there any food? Is there anything for eating? I will be taxi driver, and that'll be as good as it get. Me and the younger one will be spending the bills together, and yeah, my neighbour might come down. She sometimes comes down, but it depends whether her son's in or out. Will depend whether she comes down. But I don't mind. I'm not as young as I once was. 20 something years ago, I would have been out every Hug Monday. But not now. Too old for it. I mean, I'm not. But I tell myself that so that it makes me feel a wee bit better. Sorry, ailing your bastard in. But yeah, I'm not doing anything for New Year. Staying in. Safe, nice and warm in my house. Maybe. Unless the wee one turns the heating off, because he's always too hot. So he turns the heating off and the rest of us have to freeze. But I think this episode, because it is only 2 weeks to Christmas, I just want to reassure everybody that you're doing your best. You are doing your best, and the best is all anybody can ask for, expect, whatever you want to say. There will be a lot of people out there who are dreading Christmas because of whatever reasons, maybe due to a relationship you're in, if you've just left, maybe due to losing someone that's maybe passed or passing, maybe having a end of life care. There's lots of different reasons why people wouldn't enjoy Christmas, and I think we need to stop with the making them feel as if they have to enjoy it. I mean, I'm not saying they have to not enjoy it, but their emotions are valid, and you can't tell somebody how to feel or how to think. That's not fair on them, because then you're making them put on a mask, and why should they? But if you are one of this going through any kind of situation and you're not enjoying Christmas, please remember my phone's on Christmas Day, New Year's Day, and I don't charge round about then, because that's not what Christmas is about. Christmas isn't about making money. Christmas is about making people happy and being happy, being together, helping each other, etc. I also obviously have the 2 weeks podcast going out, so they go out at 7 a.m. I think the majority of them, if not all of them, should be visual as well as audio. The visual ones will be on YouTube. The audio ones will be everywhere that they are already. So we spoke about people who do celebrate Christmas. What about the people that don't celebrate Christmas? They probably don't understand the big fuss about it. Because if they don't celebrate Christmas, they may not celebrate any sort of holiday, if you want to put it like that. So like Easter, birthdays, whatever. And again, don't bring your opinions to them. Because I was going to say, do they bring their opinions to you? But I get everybody can try and give their opinion to you, but it doesn't mean that you have to listen. Not listen, it's nice to listen, but you don't have to follow in their footsteps. You have your own mind, we all have our own mind, and we can all do what we want, when we want, as long as it's not hurting anybody else. So if you don't celebrate Christmas, what do you do on Christmas Day? Do you still go to work? Do you still go and visit family, or do you stay in? Do you go to a place of worship that you may, for whatever religion you might follow? Is there a reasoning behind why you don't celebrate Christmas? Is it due to religious reasons, or is it due to something from the past, like maybe a trauma? Or is it due to missing people? Maybe you've lost a partner or something. Because we can't just speculate that we know why people don't celebrate Christmas, because there's many reasons. It doesn't have to be because of religion or because of XYZ. People have their reasons, and that's okay. We don't get to tell people what they should and shouldn't do. The only time we get to do that is when we're talking about the laws, legalities. I think at the minute my mum probably thinks that healing should be illegal and probably should not exist. Helen's just sick of me. She's just over it, and she just goes, "Oh, alien, do what you want." And it's always her answer, because I wind her up, and I wind her up to the point where she's got nothing to say, because she's not as quick as me with a comeback, and we all find it hilarious, and she gets all flustered, and then she'll just go, "Oh, shut up, alien, will you just leave me alone?" No, Helen, that is not why I was put on this earth. I was put on earth to annoy the life out of you. And it works. I do it amazingly. We all do it, to be fair. And even my sister-in-law, my sister-in-law's dead quiet, God love her. She's so, so nice. She's too nice for her family. I think I've told you that before. But her sister comes over and she starts noising up Helen as well. And it's great. She's like, "See who's to." I love it. I genuinely think that's why I was put on earth. And then she'll say, "Oh, you're just like your dad, or you get that for your dad, or blah blah blah," and I'll be like, "Helen, I am 50% your DNA. You made me like this. I never brought you up to be like..." Excuse me? "Well, how come I ended up this way? This is all you." Yes, I like to annoy my mother. But listen, it's all the satisfaction I get in life. Maybe if I get a boyfriend, I might leave her alone for a wee while. But then again, maybe not. Because it's never stopped me in the past. And I get I'm getting older. But I'm getting funnier as well. Just saying. Nobody can tell me otherwise. Who heard? Yeah, that's right. Who heard? That didn't sound right there. Who heard last week's... No, that... It wasn't right. Who listened to last week's podcast? I knew that wasn't right. Who listened to last week's podcast and heard me talking about I should be on Panto? In Panto? Oh my days, my words are just not working today, my mouth. Not saying it. I am not saying it. Wasn't me. Can't prove it. Who listened to last week's podcast and heard me saying I should be in Panto? But not as a serious part. I just want to be the wee funny guy. The wee... who is it that's... Buttons. Buttons into Buttons is always funny. I'll be Buttons. I mean, I could be a good baddie, but I don't want to be the baddie. I want to be the wee funny guy. And I don't want to be... I get that I'm a certain age, right? But I do not want to be the... By the way, I'm doing my wand while I'm talking to you. The fairy godmother. That sounded more like a whip, but hey, we'll move. I don't want to be the fairy godmother just because I'm old. So if anybody's casting Buttons or any like-minded part, funny part for next year, I'm here. But can I just be a stand-in, please? Because I can't be doing all the... How long do you need to do it for? A month? Every day? Do you work Christmas Day? I don't know if I could do that. I'll just be the stand-in for when there's no will, but can you promise me I get to do it at least once? I'm rethinking this idea. Because how many shows is there every day? There's one in the afternoon and one at night, isn't there? And then is it a Saturday or a Sunday? They do a matinee and then an evening and a day. Oh no. How many's that? 14, 15 shows a week for what, 4 weeks? 60 shows? Is it 4 weeks or is it 8 weeks? Because if it's 8 weeks, that's 120. Nah, not yet. Not for me, not the day. Maybe tomorrow. If tomorrow never comes. Yeah, maybe tomorrow. not today. Changed my mind. Game's a bogey. Who remembers that? I think you need to be for Glasgow to remember that one. Game's a bogey. It means that it's not happening. Game's a bogey. So, here's the thing. So I said to you earlier on, I might do a sort of episode where it's a come cook with me, come whatever with me. No, not whatever. Oh my goodness me. Done it again, Hunter. Size 10s. Right in there. Right. Come cook with me or come shop, food shop with me. Or come food shop and cook with me. Something along these sort of lines. Not come anything. Oh, jeez. I can't go with me. No wonder Helen hates me. So, right, let's get back in the kitchen. Cooking food with ingredients. So, if you are somebody who is on a budget, and by the way, your name will not be mentioned, but if you would like to message me, tell me how many people you're cooking for, whether it doesn't even need to be for Christmas. Listen, this can be your everyday food, cook, staple, whatever. Or it could be your Christmas dinner, your New Year dinner, your Christmas Eve, your New Year's Eve, Boxing Day, 2nd of January, anything, your 21st of December, whatever day it is. Tell me how many you're cooking for. How many adults, how many children? Tell me if there's any dietary requirements. See, I think about everybody. And I will tell me your budget and I will see what I can do. Also, if you are struggling and you do need help from the food bank and you don't know how to go about it, please message me and I will point you in the right direction. If you're messaging about the food bank, try and tell me what area you're in, because it might adapt depending on area. So try do that. If you're stressing yourself out about Christmas, send me a wee message and we can have a wee chat through it. None of this means that you need to take an appointment with myself. I promise. I'm not cruel. I have a heart of, I would say gold, but it depends what day you get me on. That's all I'm going to say. Depends what day, what time of the month, what afternoon, year, evening, morning, whatever you get me, will depend what ailing you get. Unless you're a client. My clients always get the best side of me. Not so much everybody else. My neighbour went to go and get our son's, I was going to say his birthday present, his Christmas present today, and it was a voucher, so she had to go out to the police and whatever else, and she came back at it. So he's getting a tattoo voucher, and by the way, he already knows this, so I'm not giving anything away. Getting a tattoo voucher. So he told us that this guy is misogynist and sexist and blah blah blah, and he's just horrible towards women, he doesn't like women, and he's got nothing nice to say about them. And he's never said much nice about this guy, apart from the fact he does get on with him and he does amazing tattoos. So we're like, nah, not going to him for a tattoo, because when I was going for my last tattoo, I was messaging place after place after place, because my tattooist has moved and nobody knows where he's moved to. I mean, for all I know, he could be in the jail, but anyway, that's another story. So if you used to tattoo me, can you please message me, because I've got 6 more tattoos I'm waiting to get, and I want you to tattoo me again, because I love all my tattoos you've done for me so far. Thank you, Kingly sir. But back to the other tattoos, right? So he's told us that he's this and he's that and he's the next thing. And we're like, are you joking? Nah, not going to him, not giving him my money, blah, 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 blah. Well, she goes out to him the day. She says, she came out. I'll tell you another story about her in a minute. I was being myself. She came out and she says, oh my God, he was dead nice. She says, and he was pure hot. I says, that's probably how he's told us not to go to him, because he's fair, in case you end up in something, getting more than just a tattoo of him. I'm shutting the zip on my lips now. I'm going to get in trouble again. So, then she went and got the bus home. She got... she got on the bus on the wrong side of the road. Sorry. So she got on the bus on the wrong side. I can't. I'm crying again. She got... Right, calm yourself. She got on the bus on the wrong side of the road. And ended up on it for an hour instead of 10 minutes. The bus driver had went his full route, stopped at his terminus, and he looked back to see if everybody was off the bus, and he was still sitting there. And he's like, "Where are you going?" Oh, God. Oh, dear. So she told him where she was going, and he's like, "Where have you just came from?" She said after she told him that she just came from where she was going, like, but that was fine anyway, he knew where she was going, and he went, "You've got on your own bus." So then she says to him, "Oh, I'm actually crying." So then she says to him, "Do I need to go off this bus and go and find another bus?" And he's like, "No, it's alright." He says, "I'll be back here eventually." I don't even know if any of you understood any of that. Oh dear. So I'm like, you need to know her. He realised that this is things that she did. She was so daft. So she had to sit and wait for him to have his wee break at the terminus, and then get into the, like, his half a journey again until I get back to where she started. Oh, but anyway, she got home and she brought my toilet roll home, so that was all I was worried about. I'm texting and I'm saying, "What part of Glasgow are you in now?" Oh, shouldn't I laugh, because that's a shame. I mean, I did offer to take her out to get her tattoo. She's maybe regretting not taking up my offer. But that was funny. She had a wee day out in the bus. Some people would love that, you know. But anyway. Oh, I can't stop laughing. Right, I think I'm back. Am I back? I'm back. I don't know. I think I've stopped. Anyway, what time are we at? Oh, dear. So, when you go out for a wee day out and you decide to get the bus, make sure you're on the right side of the road getting the bus. I mean, surely she knew where she got off the bus and knew to get it across the road. Anyway, I don't know. That would be my thinking, but she tends to not think the same way as normal people. She's constantly phoning me and saying, "Oh, I've pressed something again on this phone, going to come and fix it," or whatever. Or she kind of got logged into something or whatever else. It's quite funny. But yeah, so we can all have a wee laugh at my neighbour's expense. If she even understood any of the story, I won't know until I listen back and edit. But be careful out there, people, because some bus drivers wouldn't be as nice as that. Some bus drivers would steal you. And that's what I kept thinking was going to happen to me last night. Every time I heard a noise when I was out recording, I'm like, "Oh, if somebody comes and steals me." But in actual fact, you know, I bet when you're out and about at night and you're off the beaten track or whatever, I bet you see some sights. I wonder where I could take you. Try to think of somewhere I could take you where my car won't get locked in a car park. Because I did think of somewhere else to record, but the car park's only open till, like, I don't know if it's 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the winter. I'm sure it's 6 o'clock in the summer, but I don't know if it's as late as that in the winter. And you can technically park outside the place, but it's not really safe for your car. You could get crashed into it because it's kind of a back road type thing. And I mean, unless you want to completely write my car off so that I can get a new one, I'd rather I didn't have any damages, thanks. I can't be doing without my car. I need my car. So, now that my tears have all gone and I've stopped laughing like a hyena, did anybody see that I've watched this video on Facebook today and I think it's brilliant? So, there was a panda in a zoo, I'm presuming in China or somewhere like that, that's where it looked. And it climbed, it scaled the wall and escaped from its pen. And there was obviously people in the zoo and everything else. A cheeky panda, but I've always said pandas are my spirit animal. Panda, I want to come back as a panda in my next life. So I was showing my son this and I says, and this is the reason why I need to be a panda in my next life, because I was forever escaping when I was a teenager and people were always hunting me down. I say people, I mean my mum, my dad, my auntie, my granny, anybody else that got involved. So then I sent it to my dad and I was telling him what I was saying to my youngest, and he was like, I also tried it in Portugal as well. So I was a wild child as a teenager, but not to the point where I'd done anything illegal. I probably did, but that's by the bikes, I never get caught. But I mean, I say illegal, I never done anything to hurt anybody and I didn't steal anything. There was just probably some things. We'll maybe talk about that another day, but we might not, because I'm not incriminating myself. I didn't do anything illegal. Honest, Your Honour, I didn't do anything illegal. So, if a panda's my spirit animal, and that's what I want to come back in the next life, what's yours? Have you ever thought about this? What do you want to come back as in your next life? I just think pandas are so funny and lazy, and that's what I need in my next life. I mean, I'm already funny. I just want to lie in the hopefully sunshine with my big belly hanging out and eating my bamboo stick. Is that a bamboo stick, isn't it? My bamboo, whatever it's called. And fall and play and have fun and just genuinely be an umpty. And I'm sure a lot of yous out there listening to this probably don't know what an umpty is. An umpty is just being daft. Just a wee numpty. I think, did I tell yous or did I write it down? Can yous all send me in words from where you live? Preferably with an explanation as well, like what they mean. I think I'm going to do that. I'll give you some. Do you know you go to school and you learn like French or German, or some people learn English? Obviously in other countries, but maybe here as well. Spanish, whatever it may be. I'm going to teach you some Scottish words. So that in the future, when you know what I'm like, when I start getting relaxed and start talking about something funny or start talking about something about myself, I always go a wee bit of Scottish. So just so that you are on the same train as me, then I might teach you a wee bit of Scottish, but when can I do that? I think I'll do that over Christmas. What did you do at Christmas on your day off? Learn Scottish. Thought you were supposed to be relaxed and having a day off. I know, but I get told I had to learn some Scottish to understand this numpty. That's what it'd be like. Why did you go to school to learn Scottish? Because there was a numpty telling me I had to. So I've been in trouble twice today. Probably three times, because I'm sure my son probably gave me in trouble at some point. How many times do you think I've got in trouble before I go to my bed? In about, what time are we at? 6 hours or so? There's got to be at least another twice. Helen's definitely in there somewhere. Somewhere along the line. She'll say something to me. She always does. I need to go to the shops. I didn't think I needed to go to the shops needed. Didn't think I would need to go to the shops. And I'm still kind of half and half whether I do need to go to the shops. I might put it off if I can get away with it, because it's partly to do with dinner. But I'm thinking, because I'm making burgers for dinner and I've got no, one of my sons is gluten intolerant and I've got no gluten free rolls, but I do have gluten free bread, so I might say, do you want your burgers on some bread? Don't know if it's got the same ring to it, but if he's really hungry, he might. Then again, he might not, because we all know. If you know, you know. I think I've just completely lost my train of thought. But, yes, so the moral of this episode, although we lost our way a wee bit because Aileen was talking one lot of rubbish, is please don't stress about Christmas. Sorry, the door went there and it was a parcel from my neighbour. So yeah, please don't get stressed because, like we say, it is one day out of 365, possibly 366, depending what year you're on. Because I need to say that because you know there's always that one person that's like, but what if it's a leap year? But what if it isn't? So yeah, we just need to come together, be there for each other when possible, if possible. And genuinely, if you're struggling, please reach out and ask for help. Whether it be you ask somebody you know that you're close to, that you trust, whether it be you ask your GP, your health visitor, your midwife, myself, whoever, your work, because potentially your employer might have some sort of mental health, wellness, whatever situation in place for their employees. So just look after yourself. And I don't even just mean mentally, I mean physically, emotionally, everything. If you have to have a self-care day, self-care hour, self-care 10 minutes, it doesn't matter how long it is. As long as you're doing something for you, please, please, please take that opportunity to do it. It could be a bath without the kids running about, running in every 2 minutes. I need a pee, I need a poo, I need this, I need that. I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, he hit me, she kicked me. You know what it's like. We've all been there. If you've got kids, had kids, know anybody with kids. So yeah, please. I mean, if it's you, if you have to take a half day from work because you're owed a half day and you're taking it when the kids are at school, don't feel guilty. Take it. Because you need time for you as well, especially if you don't ever get any time on your own. Because it is a lot. Especially if you're a single parent or a parent of a child with additional support needs, or you maybe look after elderly parents or whatever it might be. Life can be tough. Life can be very, very difficult. It can be hard going at times. Yeah, it can be relatively easy at other times. But when you're going through the hard times, you find it difficult to see a light at the end of the tunnel. And there is light at the end of the tunnel. And there's always somebody there willing to listen. And like I said, send me a message. If you don't know or you don't want to reach out to anybody else and you feel that you might be able to talk to me, send me a message. We'll have a wee chat through things. See what you need. See what you're looking for. See if I'm the right person for you, etc, etc. And if there's anything that you want me to record, if you've got a particular topic that you want me to talk about but you don't want to necessarily speak to me but you would be looking for advice, send me a message. Your name will never be mentioned. I will speak about that topic and give as much advice out as I can, and you'll also get to know what episode it would be on. I think that's about it. I mean, I was going to tell you, normally at this part I kind of tell you a funny story about Aileen or a daft story about Aileen or whatever else. I don't know if I've got it in me. I mean, I probably have. Let me think. I couldn't think of a story last night. What have I done? I mean, the problem is I've got menopausal brain fog. I know I keep banging on about it, but it means I don't remember very much. I've got a lot of stories. Some of them cannot be told. Some of them potentially can. The problem is, they're normally involved in, oh, right, I'm going to tell you this. I really hope that this neighbour, oh, do you know what, I don't even care if she's listening. So, I live in, if you know what a cottage flat is, so it's like four flats in one. We've all got external doors, etc, etc, right? We've all got our own garden and whatever, but there's like what's called a communal area, so there's a path, driveway that we all share. I've got, how do I word this without getting into, right, let's just hope she doesn't listen. I don't think she'll listen. She might, I don't care. So I've got one neighbour who maybe particularly doesn't like cars being parked in that communal area, but there's nothing to stop her family parking in these spots, because there is enough room for all of us to park our cars. We just maybe need to move them to let somebody else out if they're going out before you. So that's fine. But one of the girls just now, she keeps coming home and there's a bin sitting just at the opening, and it's her own bin, but somebody else keeps putting it there to stop her from getting in the drive. So I was talking to her the other day and I says, who put the bin there? And she was basically, so we knew who it was. She says, but it didn't stop me, I just drove around it. So I'm laughing. But years and years ago, now I only had one child at the time, so I'm going back 21 years ago, something like that. And me and one of my friends, she was my best friend from school, but we'd kind of lost contact. Now, we were on a night out, we were terrible. She would be somebody who would be perfect to come on the podcast, because me and her, the stories that we've got to tell, in fact, I'll tell you another one in a minute about her. So we were out this night, always involved drink this, we were on this night out, and then we've come back. But this particular neighbour had bought these plant pots. Now, I'm saying they're plant pots. They were massive. They were probably, like, above your knee or to your knee, roughly. Big, massive things. And she put three or four of them up the middle of the driveway so that nobody could park. This night, my pal came in and thought she was Hulk Hogan. I'm telling you, she lifted them. And if you don't know who Hulk Hogan is, then think The Rock. She lifted these plant pots. Right, I'm not going to say where she put them, because we might get in trouble. Yeah, I'm not going to say where she put them, but anyway, not anywhere bad. It wasn't anywhere bad, but I'm just not going to say. Well, I will say, she put them up the women's stairs, so one on each stair. And we could not move for laughing, but I was worried, because I always see something might happen. So I says, no, we can't leave them there, because if they come out in the morning or through the night and they don't see them there and then they fall down the stairs, I'll feel bad. Like, if they end up in the hospital or wherever, they hurt themselves. So we had to put them kind of back, but I don't think she put them back where they were meant to be, put it that way. She probably put them somewhere else. But yeah, but my 21st. So my 21st was like, well, I had a 1-year-old at the time, so it would have been a month, but it ended up a weekend. And we went out every night. So we're out the Friday night, that was fine. We goes out, then she came round to me on a Saturday during the day. I've got pictures of the two of us sitting on my mum's couch, absolutely dying. We were at McDonald's, and my wee boy, who was only, like I said, he just turned one at the time, he was sitting in his high chair, happy as a pig and whatever. Eating his McDonald's. Oh, we still managed to go out that night. And was it that night or the next night? I think it was the next night again. The Sunday night, I think it might have been. We went out, and to start off with, she was that drunk when we got there. She got a Pecora going into the dancing, the nightclub. Now that's what you do when you come out, not when you're going in. So she thought she was taking this Pecora into the nightclub. The bouncers were just laughing at us because we were just being daft. And he says, no, you can't bring that in with you. You'll need to. And she's like, ah, well, what am I meant to do with it? And he says, you'll need to throw it out of that fence. Instead of just launching it and throwing it over the fence, she climbed the fence to throw it over. So that was numero uno. Then probably about half an hour before then it was closing, we were going to the toilet. Well, she rolled down, now I'm talking at least 20 stairs, maybe more, but they were really quite wide stairs, if you think about it, in a sort of grand hotel type thing. She rolled down every single stair, from top to bottom, and did not spill a drop of her drink. We could not move for laughing. I was trying to tell my boyfriend at the time, and do you know that way you're standing with your legs crossed, holding on to the bar, trying to tell him this story, and he's like, I don't know what you're saying. But oh, we had some nights out. I mean, we had, many stories. If we ever get back in contact with each other, she would be a good one to come on. We've got quite a few New Year stories as well, I'm sure. One of the bouncers, I used to go out with one of the bouncers, and his pal was working this night, but I can't remember. And she's in there and she's lifting up her kilts and everything. Oh, dearie me. Yeah, she's a good one to go on a night out with. But, c'est la vie. Anyway, I am going to go edit this, see if there's actually anything that I can keep from this one, seeing as it was, what do you call it? Take two. Let's hope I don't need to do a take three. And I hope you all enjoy the rest of your week. Stay safe, because it is very, very cold out there. It is getting icy. Make sure there's no injuries. If you still want to talk, send me a message. If you need any support to do with food banks, etc., send me a message. And also, if there's anything in particular you want me to go shopping for or cook on a budget, send me a message, tell me how many, any dietary requirements, what sort of things you like or don't like, whatever it might be, and I'll try my best. And I will speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye bye.